All right, boys and girls. We're going to get this party started here in a little bit. I'm trying to dial in exactly all the mean things I'm about to say to make sure that they are as precise as one can be while being a complete asshole. Yeah, you can grab a drink, take a piss, do what you got to do. We're going to get started here when the numbers stop going up. Real quick here, had a question. Did we ever get a fitting checker thing for supers? I know that we have a fitting checker thing. I know that it's up and active, if somebody here can link it in the chat. I'm not sure whether it's been upgraded for supers yet. You can ask in the Super Tits channels, which are no longer Super Tits. And if it's on soon.tm duty, I will make a note to poke the appropriate people. Thank you, Magnus. Soon.tm for the Super Fits. All right. All right, boys and girls, we're going to go ahead and get started. If you're confused about why there's a Fireside Chat on Sundays, it's because we do these on Sundays now. And I'm really glad that we do, because yesterday was a perfect example of why we're doing these now. It is an interesting thing to watch the enemy give speeches and talk and say things and then have a full night to think about it and consider what I'm going to say. I'm not necessarily going to commit to the quality of my firesides increasing, but it was interesting and made it very clear to me that we were sort of giving away free intel and free opportunities to the enemy for years for me doing these things on Saturdays and then letting them do it on Sundays. So here we are. I want to make sure before we get started here, somebody has already linked the... let's take a look at this particular one. I want to get a link to Gobbins' little town hall in Elysium for people to see. We have a couple of these. There we go. This is quite relevant to everything because it shows us a lot of things, not just about the enemy's plans, which I expected that they would go this way. It's been clear for a little while. What I did not expect is that they would say this not just on Gobbins' town hall, but Dunk Dinkle did a similar sort of video for Brave, reiterating that they are eager to disappoint everyone who has been involved in this war with the most cowardly options that they have available, and that they do not want to have big fights. Well, I have some news. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a flying fuck what they want. I don't give a flying fuck what they think. And we're going to fucking turn this thing into a hellscape apocalypse when they come into 1DQ1. I don't care if it's with battleships. I don't care if it's some sort of wacky, you know, what is it, a Thunderchild doctrine that they've gotten their CSMs together about, or whatever bullshit it is that these fucking cowards want to bring to our house. We're going to fight. But before we get into the Herfblurf, there's some backstory here that I want to touch on for a little bit. So, this goes back about, 5 years now? We're going to talk about the Casino War. At the time of the Casino War, many of these same motherfuckers got together in their little Money Badger coalition. The difference between now and then is that we didn't have citadels. Nobody had citadels. They had casino money, which was banned by CCP the moment the war was over. And we had a very different coalition structure. There was a lot of things that were different then. But it's important because one of the things that I had as a takeaway from the Casino War experience was that if these motherfuckers didn't have untouchable, unattackable, infinite ISK, that even if the entire galaxy came at us, we would be able to survive and thrive, and they wouldn't be able to stand against us. The biggest issue was we couldn't do a damn thing about their source of ISK because it came from gambling addictions. People were using things like Somer Blink. That money was then an I-want ISK was funneling that money to buy all the mercenaries in the galaxy and fund everything that these people who are now Pappy, the same motherfuckers, are doing against us. Now, why am I talking about this? Why are we going all the way back to bring up the Casino War? Because for the most of this war, I haven't really talked about it too much. And one of the reasons I haven't talked about it too much is that up until yesterday, I wasn't entirely sure whether I was right. Because I thought I was right. I was pretty sure, like 98% sure I was right. But it's another thing entirely when your enemy independently confirms in public everything that you were saying. So now that Gobbins has, I guess, decided to roll around in all of this rope, we are going to, whatever. Watch him hang himself with it. Whatever sort of reference or analogy you want to use here. I have to be careful in saying mean things because these people have onion skins and they will cry about how I'm awful at the slightest opportunity. But we're going to talk about how awful they are and what cowards they are, and how bereft of their isk it appears that suddenly these guys don't have their fucking balls, because suddenly when they don't have an infinite, unattackable source of isk, which was involved in laundering RMT and banned by CCP, they hate this. Gavin specifically absolutely hates any reference to the casino war. So I encourage you all to make sure that none of these guys get to live it down. As Merkelchin pointed out on the Meta Show yesterday, these are the kids who call the cops on the cool parties because they despise the fact that we have more fun than them, and they envy us. And now, at the moment of truth, now we get to talk about the casino war, because these little bitches have publicly cowered it out, and it has finally proved my point after all of these years. After a while, I stopped talking about it because I was afraid that I would sound too crazy or I was trying to rationalize the loss. But now we have proof. Without their infinite source of unattackable isk, when push comes to shove and it's time to actually try to take 1DQ1, these fucking cowards begin the excuses preemptively. They're already sandbagging themselves, talking about how, oh, you know, don't expect a massive battle. They're going to try to do something involving battleships, I guess, or subcaps. I have no idea. It's just a bunch of squid ink excuses to cover for the fact that they never had a plan for taking 1DQ1. They're trying to come up with something now, but everything that they based their war plan on since the beginning, and this is what we expected, going all the way back to June of 2020, feels like a long time ago, when we word of what was coming, attackable dark money that CCP wasn't doing a fucking thing about. And it became clear that unless we retreated to Saradin, and to be fair, after CO2 backstabbed us in MO, it was the only option, was to retreat to Saradin. And then CCP banned the casinos. And then we rebuilt in Delve. And now when it comes time to storm 1DQ1, these same pathetic motherfuckers from the casino war have shown their whole asses in front of the entire fucking galaxy for the cowardly, cheating pieces of shit that they are. They want to talk about coming into 1DQ1 not having a massive battle after putting the entire player base through this shit for like the last 11 fucking months? Oh, well, now that it's going to be scary that you might have to pay for your Titans, you might lose some more Titans. Oh, gee, there's a million fucking excuses from these cowardly, pathetic pieces of shit, and now it is proven we were right. Everything we were saying before was correct. That bereft of an infinite source of cheated isk, these bitches go for cowardice because they don't know what to do as long as Goonswarm and the Imperium keeps fighting. And we refuse to go away because we know they don't have the unattackable isk, because we know that they're a bunch of spineless pieces of shit cowards. They need 3-to-1 odds to come at us, and they're still hesitating at the gates. They're right next fucking door. Like, what the fuck were they thinking? Well, we know what they were thinking. We know that they were thinking that you would break and that you would run, and that they would never have to worry about this, because if they just rolled 1DQ1 and made goons run away, then all of those mean things that the goons were saying about the casino war would be proven wrong. Well, thank you, Gobbins, for proving it fucking right, you pathetic piece of shit. Now that you are next door, after all of this stuff, you're telling the entire player base and your own people that there's don't expect a massive battle for 1DQ1? I have never seen such a public display of weakness and cowardice as I have from the leadership of Pappy. And it's not just Gobbins. Fucking Dunk Dinkle is out there saying the same thing. Now, I would expect a fight, because I don't expect the guys like Vince or ProGod to just sit on their asses like pussies like these motherfuckers. So I want you all, regardless of what these fucking casino war era, dark money isk relying motherfuckers are saying about how there's not going to be a big battle for 1DQ1, you are going to prepare for a major fucking battle for 1DQ1. I don't give a shit what these bitches say. Fuck them. So what does that preparation look like? It's a lot of the same things that we have been saying in the last several weeks. The difference is these guys have now said the quiet part out loud. They have said things in public to their own people that I never thought that they would say in public. It is genuinely a new thing to, like, in all of my schemes and all of my plans, I never expected that Gobbins would get up before the siege of 1DQ1 and tell everybody that it was going to be a disappointment. I don't know how he intends to inspire his troops to fight, that they can take any pride in what they have been doing and blowing up structures. I don't think they should take pride, but they at least were jacking themselves off about how great they were and all this stuff all this time. But they don't have their cheetah disc, so suddenly the balance of costs is not something that they are comfortable with without those casinos. The real pisspee. The true nature of these people has been revealed. 3-1 odds. Don't expect a massive battle. Just utterly pathetic. I don't know if my microphone is able to communicate the sheer level of contempt I feel about what I heard yesterday from Gobbins and from Dunkdinkle. It is just genuinely one of the most pathetic and embarrassing displays I have seen in this game. Shocking, shocking. And I feel bad for the guys in Pisspee. Like, the line members in Pisspee are following their leaders. Humans are hierarchical creatures. It's a relatively normal thing. Sure, at this point, they can be blamed for continuing to follow these fucking idiots. But, you know, but the fucking leadership, are you kidding me? What the fuck? Say what you will about Vince Drake, and he would never give a speech like that. Holy shit. So how are we going to be dealing with these fucking cowards now that they have revealed to everyone, which we already knew, but I didn't expect it to come from their own fucking mouths. Now that they have admitted to everyone that since they don't have infinite ISK and they're afraid of losing their titans, that they're going to coward out and shrivel up their tiny, tiny little balls just when things are getting interesting. You need to have a shitload of battleships ready, and you need to get them ready before the attack begins. We've been saying this for a couple weeks now, but now there's a little bit more incentive to it, I should hope. You're going to keep hearing about this because this is the military preparation that is necessary to defend our capital and make these fuckers burn. Multi-fit will not work in tie-dye. Multi-fit is disabled in tie-dye. By the time that the attack begins, it will be too late. You need to have multiple rocks, multiple Baltex, and have them fit and ready to rock. You need to have them ready to go, such that you're not going to be reshipping or refitting and are trying to like build something in the middle of what is likely to be one of the biggest battles in the history of EVE. Now, we are going to bring one of the biggest battles in the history of EVE, because that is who we are. We are not weaklings. We are not cowards. We are not going, oh, gee, well, here's a, like, the litany of excuses that I have read from these fucking people on the excuse thread on Reddit, where they're trying to just rationalize around the cowardice and the weakness that Gobbins is projecting, is something that I am stunned by. If these people want to rationalize themselves into a corner about how this is perfectly okay and it's all good after they have invested 11 months and counting into trying to exterminate you, I want to remind you. Last time they had infinite ISK casino money, but they didn't say exterminate all goons, war of extermination, goons are awful people in the real world and they need to be driven out of EVE. They did that this time. They didn't have the casino ISK this time, but they had the vendetta and the war of extermination and the language of all of that. And I'm sure that Gobbins and Vince and Norris and all the guys on the PanFam side are going to say, oh, well, that was just Villian Pro God Legend. But those motherfuckers clapped for that shit. They fucking clapped for that shit and they fucking cheered for that shit. And we will not forget it. Fuck these people. Remember who your enemies are. Never forget. They want us to treat them in good faith when these people have been relying upon cheats and ill will and nonsense for years and spewing this stuff at us. And now when it comes to the time when it's time for them to fuck or walk, they choose to slink out. They scarf quit. They flee from Iceland because that's a Yellow Swag Trot reference. Anyway, scarf quit. Old school. So why don't we push T5 if they don't want to get a good big fight? I think that there is going, actually, I'm not going to talk about this on a fireside, but it is a good question. This is the situation that they are in. And it's a situation that sort of depends upon the length of time that our enemies choose to be cowards, which is unfortunate. I think that we could speed things along by constantly reminding them of their cowardice and of their dark history of dark casino money, because we know that they hate it and they deserve to hear it because it's the truth that has now been revealed by the Gobbins Town Hall, by the Dunk Town Hall, by all these things that they're saying. Suddenly it turns out that when they have 3-1 odds and they're right next door to us. They don't even want to risk their fucking supers and their titans because they are cowards. And apparently running out of ISK, so that's cool. So, what are we going to do? I want to remind you, prep your ships. Another thing I want to remind you of is no more anchoring of citadels from alt corps or member corps or anything in the 1DQ1 constellation. We have secured all of the citadels that are there because we don't want to end up with any kind of like wacky metagame bullshit. So no dropping of any more citadels that are not from Goonwaffle or DJs. Basically, if you're not a GSOL person dropping a citadel under official capacity, don't even try. Now, even if these people are talking about the coward's way out and just going for the weakest and least impressive end to the longest war in the history of internet gaming, right? The Great War technically took 3 years, but there were breaks in that process. This has been going on for another couple months. It'll be almost a year. So, if they want to go for this way, we need to talk about what could go wrong. How do we stand? Let's assume that they come in. Let's assume that they actually do find their balls, and let's prepare for the worst, just in case. I don't want for everybody who's listening to this to just sit back and go, okay, Gobbins and Dunk are a bunch of weaklings that don't know how to bring it and are afraid to even try to bring it proper, and so it's okay. Because it's not just Gobbins and Dunk out there. There's a lot of leaders within PISPY, and some of them will hopefully find their balls. So we need to assume worst case scenarios, and we need to talk about some things of, hey, let's say that they actually do bring it and that we falter and we fail and something goes hellishly wrong and everything goes boom. Well, what does that actually mean? Because one of the biggest risks that we have in the face of these cowards is not actually the cowards next door. One of the biggest risks we have is overestimating them and people freaking out and not being able to understand the exact level of risk that we are now facing here, right? So that means we're going to be talking about asset safety, because I want you guys to understand how asset safety works, and I might have to tag some people in here for some of the gory details of it. But in particular, I need you to not be evacuating mission critical things, because it is perfectly safe to asset safety that stuff out, and we have enough money to do any kind of, this is actually going to be one of the plans, is if something actually does go hellishly wrong, we have enough ISK in the Warbond system. The way that asset safety works is that we can just buy everything we need out. Right. If we end up in a scenario where everything does go boom and that there are titans that are in the Imperial Palace and it does get destroyed, goes into asset safety, we will, as an organization, make sure that we can do the finance to buy everybody that needs it out of it. Right. So you don't have to worry about that. The Imperium has you covered when it comes to asset safety for titans or supers. So keep your shit here. We're going to be fighting. The other thing is, if you're like new to this entire like asset safety situation, if you're old school, it's a 15% haircut essentially and a time delay to get your shit out. So compared to the Great War or essentially anything before this asset safety stuff kicked in, it's a pretty good insurance policy. I personally think it's kind of ridiculous. I'm not a huge fan of asset safety. I never have been a fan of asset safety, but it is what it is, and it means that when we are contemplating fighting this thing out, all of our war plans for fighting this thing out, including this warning about asset safety and talking about it, was something that we wrote down to talk to you guys about yesterday in the Illum meeting before Gobbins got up and revealed how tiny his fucking balls are in front of the entire galaxy. So this asset safety stuff here on my notes that we're going through is pre-Gobbins, pre-Dunk, coward time. But we're still going to treat this in case, you know, Vince Draken gets the wheel and somebody who has actual balls decides to try to roll us. So I don't want you guys to go, oh my God, we might get our stuff blown up. Let's go through what that means so you understand, because we have a lot of work ahead of us. And if these fucking cowards break and run, or we kill them, or we get rolled in any of these different scenarios, what comes after is vengeance. What comes after is vengeance. None of these people can stop our Titan fleet. We have crushed them in M2. We have more than them. And no matter how this goes down in the 1DQ1 thing, we are not going to be stopping. These people have tried to exterminate Goonswarm. They've told everyone that you are awful human beings in the real world. They clap for that shit. You will not let them forget it. And we are not going to be done. These motherfuckers want to talk about post-war this, post-war that. They can try to get out of this, but they have well and truly pissed off the Imperium, and we are not going anywhere, and we will be visiting them wherever they hide for years, exactly as we did after the casino war. We will never let these motherfuckers forget their cheating in the casino war, their cowardice when they had their infinite ISK cheats taken away, and the fact that when it came time to fuck or walk, they couldn't get it up. So, here we are. The risk with the asset safety stuff isn't a military loss. If you guys freak out and you get a morale loss or something, and they then, you know, oh, boo, scary, boo. It's, I don't know. I'm going to try to tell you guys to not be scared and not, to not, like, worry about this too much. Again, this part of the speech was planned yesterday when we had these meetings before these guys basically just curled up into the fetal position and cried pathetic tears through various leadership outlets and various town halls yesterday. Stunning. Absolutely stunning. How am I supposed to talk to you guys about asset safety when Gobbins is going, it's a massive disappointment if you're expecting a big fight because your fucking cheats were taken away, you little bitch. All right. So we talked about no more anchoring. I'm pissed. I'm not going to hide it. I don't think I am hiding it. I didn't expect that these guys would just pants themselves like this yesterday. I did not expect that they would get up there and say, yeah, when it comes to the moment of truth, we planned this, because they planned this war for a while. There was a lot that went into this thing. Now, we called them on it early, right? When we announced that they were going to be attacking us back in June, when we retreated from Cloud Ring in the north and we started doing our thing, we saw that this thing was coming. We started putting in our preparations, blah, blah, blah. It's just taken a long ass time for us to get to this point. It is clear that they never had a plan to actually storm 1DQ1 because they expected that you would give up and break. And obviously, we knew that that would not happen. We planned accordingly. I did not anticipate that they would basically just piss and shit themselves yesterday and do it in a town hall format in front of the entire goddamn galaxy. It's just genuinely fucking pathetic. Okay, let me take a look at my notes here. So I want to talk about... Pardon the distraction. I need to go through a little bit of less herf and take some questions from you guys as we go through this. But I warn you, there might be more herf because I'm just stunned. Never, ever, and this is important for all of you, in all of your interactions with your enemy, never let them forget the cheats in the casino war because they hate it. And now they've proven that if they don't have the infinite ISK because the cost has gone up, that suddenly their balls shrink in proportion to their wallets or their ability to escape consequences. It is stunning. Absolutely stunning. Let me take some questions. How do I get more pissed from the meta show to today? I've had a chance to process it, and at first, that's a good question. So this was from Liquidium is asking me, how did I get more pissed off today from yesterday? It's not just getting myself riled up for a fireside and having some time to sleep on it or whatever. Yesterday, this was just a Gobbins town hall, right? At the time that the meta show had happened, Gobbins had done his thing. And, you know, whatever, it's Gobbins. Then Dunk did the same thing. And we have seen some discussions from the previous test town hall that Priggles did. Looking back on it, you can actually see the outline of their coward plan. The difference is that Gobbins and Dunk said the quiet part out loud. If you go back and look at the ProGod thing, you can see the outlines of this. Let's just do subcaps only. Let's be pure cowards because the Imperium crushed our Titan fleet and we're weak and running out of ISK and out of balls. So you can see the outlines of this. It's just what has changed is not just Gobbins saying it out loud, Dunk saying it out loud. Then we did a little digging and looked back at some of the things that these piss-pee bitches were saying and go, oh, hey, this isn't an outlier. This is actually what their thing is because they didn't have an answer for 1DQ1 because they didn't have an answer for not having an infinite ISK and they didn't have an answer for us not giving up. So here we are, and that's why I am more pissed today than I was yesterday, because there's been more cowardice, more weakness, more spineless little bitches making excuses. And I know, and it makes me happy, that when some of them hear this, they'll be very angry that I'm mean to them. But I don't treat anything that Pispy says in good faith, because I know who they are, I know what they've done, I know their excuses, and how can you have respect for an opponent like that? It's just disgusting. It's pathetic. They should either stop wasting their members' time and attack 1DQ1 or fuck off back to their pathetic little holes to contemplate what happens when they come at the Imperium without infinite ISK cheats. Suddenly things are very different. I wonder why. Okay. So one of the things that I have here from the ad, which is a bit more military and practical rather than me just being angry. I mean, it just disgusts me that these people have gone for 11, like 9 months, whatever, time's a fucking blur. It's 2020 months at that, and now we're in 2021, that they have gone all of this and just schlepping right next door to the fucking, you know, the Imperial Palace. And then this is what they have to offer us as they gear up to siege 1DQ1. Just excuses and weak. It's just pathetic. It is pathetic. I am disgusted by it. I'm also vindicated, and I enjoy being vindicated because it has proven everything I was saying about the casino war and the infinite isk cheats. So, you know, whatever. I guess I should be handing Gobbins a gold star. But I'm going to talk about something practical here. It's very hard for me to not get riled up again and start just spitting my contempt towards the foe. I do, the red mist kind of gets in the way sometimes, and I get a little feisty. Something that we don't want to talk about. People who want to be helpful can hang around the constellation in 1DQ1. 1DQ1 constellation in like an astro an astro to go after the hostile bombers, or a Hecate for the T3 cruisers that are harassing the jammers. So we actually have seen an uptick in jammer harassment. I'm sure you've all seen it. The bad guys are sending in bombers. They're sending in T3 cruisers. They're doing a bunch of rando shit just to try to poke you, to scare you, to make you log off, because they don't know how to make you go to Saarinen, and they got nothing. So to deal with these harassment attacks, if you want to help out, you want to develop your F2 as an independent PvPer, then take an astro out there and just keep eyes on these jammers, keep eyes on all of these other things, and take them out, because it'll make it a lot easier for us. We won't have to expend any real effort if the guys that are trying to do harassment on jammers are just getting zonked by goon heroes and astros or Hecates. So we have some other news that's coming next week that we'll be releasing. The finance team is working on a few interesting topics. So there is more afoot. We're going to be going into that next week, though. Let me take some question. Are we on the passive side of our defense? How do we force these guys to leave? We're posting up on the fucking walls here. They outnumber us 3-1. Just because they are a bunch of cowards doesn't mean that they don't outnumber us. Now, in a lot of these other off-time zone battles, the balance of forces is something that's much more in our favor, particularly when it comes to US time zone, which is where they need to start hacking this iHub. However, until that time, until we, I think that the best thing for us to do between now and then is to have them attack us and for us to beat them. And then once that has happened, then we'll see where we're going. I'm not going to be talking on a fireside about like hitting T5ZI. That is extremely premature. And in terms of balance of forces and things like that, I'm not going to talk about that either. We are getting very much at the fuck or walk phase of things. If these guys are not attacking 1DQ1 inside of this next week, increase. Like, one of the things that was interesting is some of the guys in the PISP side have actually seen their leaders for what they are now. Like, you're starting to see this in some places. Now, it's only going to be a tiny minority. Most of these people have drunk the Kool-Aid. They're completely all in, right? Grr goons, you know, a goon blew them up years ago or something, and they've been butt blasted about it ever since, and they hate us legitimately. Great, that's fine, whatever, eat my ass. But we are seeing a lot of these guys, they were expecting a big, amazing battle. They wanted another M2, and hearing from Gobbins and Dunk, and I guess the rest of them soon, that they're all just going to go for the pussy way. I should say that's insulting to women. I should say just the coward way, the weak way, the pathetic way. Pussy can take a pounding, these guys can't. All righty. Delta Squad's Thrasher fleets definitely deserve a shout-out. Can we rename PISP to the Karen Coalition? They do behave like a bunch of fucking Karens, no question. Are we going to see adjustments to SRP because of ship prices changing, mainly for battleships and caps? Yeah, we always are adjusting our SRP. That's like a thing the reimbursement team does automatically. Or not automatically, it requires effort on their part, but we are always dynamically updating the reimbursement prices. What's happening with Pappy and FRT and AOM shooting each other? I think that FRT has been, I think Norris is playing this in a very savvy way. He managed to sort of half commit to the war in various ways. After FRT did their breakout, along with the rest of them, they got their Titan, I got all of their Titans out in the breakout from M2. And then they want to go shoot AOM, and they've always wanted to go shoot AOM because it's a Serenity grudge match. So I think that's all that is. They blew the entire fucking galaxy, and that's an attempt to paper over a lot of long-term grudges and animus, that, you know, it can only hold out for so long. Will we reevaluate Delve Defense after Pappy is evicted? Yeah, I mean, we're going to completely, every time we go through one of these Hell Wars, we completely adapt and change our empire into a different and what we believe to be more effective form. All right. I think that is just about it. Oh, any updates on the found? Yeah, sorry, guys. Actually, good question there, Oshi. No, at this juncture. One of the challenges we had here is Saren Blackfist, who is our squad leader, had some family stuff come up, and he, not our squad leader, our director of squads, and so he had to be less than available this last week. So some of that stuff got put on hold, and I was focused primarily on the Gobbins and Dunk town hall stuff. We are going to put another cycle into that next week, but it's not our highest priority right now. So the updates there are those squads are still alive and are still a thing. And we will poke at proto squads again, probably in the next week or two, as long as there is time and space. But right now, in terms of time and space, I want you guys thinking about 1 to Q1. How is the NGSA effort going? Great question. It's working really fucking well. Can we get some links to join NGSA here? So one of the challenges that we had in NGSA in the past is that it was a very spread out thing over a variety of regions. And in this case, in the reboot, NGSA is very concentrated because we're all here in the last constellation of Delve getting ready for this gaggle of cowards to find their balls to try to attack us in whatever method that they're going to use. And we have found that because of the density of targets and the density of gooniness that we have here in 1 to Q1, that this has allowed NGSA to be far more effective, and it's really going places. So please do join it, get involved. If you're wondering what we're talking about here, it's the National Goon Surveillance Agency. It's our automated system whereby you, as a scout, can get involved and find targets for our fleet commanders such that they can get murdered. It is cool and good. Are we preparing for a situation in which Pappy is full of shit and they do plan to use supers in 1 to Q1? Yes, Bubum, absolutely. And that is what the speech is about. I don't want any of you to take Gobbins or Dunk or any of these other lying pieces of shit at their word. Because why would you do that? Now, maybe Gobbins genuinely believes that the coward's way out is the way to go. But Gobbins isn't the only person who's in charge in Pappy, right? There's also Vince, there's Progod, there's Vili, there's all these different people. And my hope is that if we call them cowards loudly enough and repeatedly enough, that they will find some balls somewhere and bring it. So we are preparing for that, as well as trolling the fuck out of these pieces of shit in a way that they deserve, in order to help them maybe find their balls and bring it. I want their supers in 1DQ1. I want to kill these motherfuckers. I want to blow up more of their titans. I want to blow up more of their supers. And clearly they're afraid of that because, again, the price of Titans and Supers is only going to be going up, and we have more of them than they do. So we're more than willing to take the fight, and they brought it to our doorstep, so it's time for them to fuck our walk. So that's, again, prepare for the worst, prepare for real fights. I don't give a shit if these guys are cowarding out and saying that they're not going to be using Supers or that you're going to be disappointed, because it's not up to Gobbins, it's not up to Dunk. Assume the worst, prepare for the worst, and if these guys go for the coward's option, well, gee, Eve isn't ending at the end of the 1 to Q1 fight, win or lose. Eve continues, and we are never, ever, ever going to let any of these piss-pee cowards forget what they clapped for, what they signed up for, what they participated in. This badge of shame will be hung around their necks until they quit. We will never let them forget it, because now they have finally proven what we were saying all along in the start of the Casino War, which was that if they didn't have the infinite ISK cheat, they would be a bunch of cowardly bitches and shirk away from real combat. And that's exactly what we've seen. Validation feels good. Thank you all for coming. I will see you next week. In the meantime, we have lots more preparation to do. Let's get to work.